I should say we like to call it Swimming Upstream. I am joined in studio by one of our wonderful producers, Sam. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, Jess. It's not just you that calls it Swimming
Upstream.
Yeah,
kind of everyone calls it. We all call it Swimming Upstream. I don't know what I was going with there. It's called Swimming Upstream. We're here for Swimming Upstream. It is time to swim up the stream. You've got a great offering this week, haven't you?
I do. It's a it's the perfect Sunday viewing that I found, in my opinion. It's comfort food for your Sunday. It's an American sitcom on Netflix called One Day at a Time.
All right.
It is quite popular in America, but it hasn't really taken off in Australia.
I've never heard of it.
I'm thinking because it does revolve around, it's a family of Latin American heritage.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you are unaware of the customs of that culture, then the comedy isn't really lost on you. It's not just that.
Okay.
The family dynamic is at the heart of the show. It's very old school. The main character, well, it is old school, but it also has, like, this new... it's not a traditional family. The main character is a single mum who is also an army veteran.
Wow.
And now lives with her son and daughter and her own mother as well, who is very proudly Cuban.
Okay.
Her accent is quite thick.
Okay.
But for the most part, the show is above like making jokes about the way she talks.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's actually like a pretty forward-thinking sitcom. Like all the female characters show like different degrees of feminism, which is really cool. Throughout the first season, you see the daughter... of the family slowly coming out as a lesbian as well, which is a really cool arc to see. And despite tackling, you know, sexuality, unconventional families, it's also mixed with this really old-fashioned feel. It's actually based on a sitcom of the same name that started in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
And it went for about like 9 years.
Well, that's a pretty good run for a sitcom back then.
Yeah, exactly. That's like Cosby Show levels of... And episodes, they usually follow the established formula of those old shows like Cosby Show, like All in the Family, that kind of stuff, where it's like all goofy jokes and stuff in the first half, and that leads to like drama and character development, and sometimes even tears in the second half.
By the end.
Sometimes it does border on cheesy, actually.
Okay.
Like, in the way it like forces, not the emotional elements, like the tearing up stuff. You're probably not going to tear up as well, but it is very emotionally moving. And, I think they pulled off really well.
This seems like a really good like mixed bag of like comedy and like good storyline too.
It is, yeah. It kind of drags you in with the comedy and feels really good.
And then it hits you with the feels.
Yeah, then it also gives you something to think about. It's warm-hearted, easygoing, but it also challenges what you'd expect from a sitcom.
Okay. It seems easy to watch.
It is easy to watch, yeah. Each episode's half an hour.
Okay.
So you can watch it one at a time. You can binge it at all. I think season 2 came out last month, so
cool.
It's a good time to binge.
Yeah.
And the cherry on top of it all is amazing performances from Latin American actresses.
Wonderful.
And as I'm sure you know, Latin American actresses are beautiful.
Mm.
Especially the grandmother of the family, played by Rita Moreno.
Okay.
Who has been acting for 70 years.
What?
70 years.
What?
She doesn't look a day above 60.
Oh, my God. And 70 years.
Yeah,
that's
I think
insane.
She's 86. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, my goodness 70-year
career.
Me. Good on her.
I can see you copy and pasting
the
name.
Yeah, I'm totally looking her up now. I want to see how great she looks. I want to see her. Oh, my gosh. Okay, hold on. Yeah, she's 86.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Yeah,
Rita.
Get on Google Image and look that up.
Yeah, Rita looks like a badass.
Yeah,
Rita
yeah.
looks cool.
And her character is hilarious.
Yeah.
The funniest character in the whole show.
Yeah.
And there's also an amazing crew as well. Many episodes are directed by Pamela Fryman, who directed around 200 episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
I love that show.
It's a fantastic sitcom.
I'm so hooked on this one.
It's a masterclass on how to do a sitcom, both of these shows, How I Met Your Mother and One Day at a Time.
Yeah.
So they're all comedy experts, and this mishmash of different styles and eras and ways of thinking, it just looks effortless.
Okay.
So if you need a show to chill out to on a Sunday. Yeah.
How did you come across this one? Was this just in the list on Netflix or was it recommended to you?
It wasn't in the list on Netflix. It's nowhere to be found on the front page.
Wow.
I had to...
dig.
Yeah, I had to dig. I had to look up some like American articles on like great new shows.
Oh, cool. This is cool. This is cool.
So get on top of this before it gets too uncool.
Yeah, before it becomes too cool and then, you know, you're not ahead of the curve.
You're not a hipster
anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not cool and hipstery. I like that one. I want to really quickly mention a show that I've been watching.
Awesome.
That I feel like was popular when it first came out, but then no one ever talked about it after it did.
Oh.
It's a show called The Story of God with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
It was released in, like, 2016 or 15, shot mainly in 2014, 15.
Mm.
And I'm only, like, three episodes deep, but each episode looks at like a different aspect of religion. So the first aspect was death and dying rituals in different religions. Mm. So they look at Judaism, Christianity, ancient Egyptian practices, and a few other Buddhism as well.
Yeah.
And then the second one was all about the apocalypse and who believes in the apocalypse. And it's really interesting to learn out the cultures. It's very typically American in that it's got those kind of zoomy shots and fades in between. Like,
that is true. I've seen one episode myself and it's so well put together.
It's so beautifully put together, but like so American.
Very American.
In just its like documentary style American where they've got that kind of Mythbusters between the scenes.
Yeah, it's a bit too intense.
Yeah, it's so good though. So interesting. Morgan Freeman's great too. So that's another interesting bingeable one. Also on Netflix for you today.
Oh, it's on Netflix too.
Yeah, so we can Netflix it up this afternoon.
I saw that on free to air, but good to know I can rewatch it.
You can definitely rewatch it. It's a good one. I liked it. And I didn't know about it. I just thought, oh, Morgan Freeman. I love Morgan Freeman. Let's do something here. And I wanted to like learn and be smart, which isn't a desire that comes to me all that often. So when it does, I got to jump on it. I got to like pounce and be like, oh, this is my time to learn something. My brain is telling me.
I mean, I love that Penguin movie that's narrated by Morgan Freeman.
Oh my God. There was a Penguin movie. No, or like Doco narrated by like Benedict Cumberbatch, I think it was.
Oh my goodness.
And he couldn't say penguin.
He couldn't say
penguin. He kept saying like penguin and pumwin. And everyone just, and it just gets worse and worse as the film goes on.
Oh,
and
no.
It's like how it ends. It's like penguin. So strange.
Oh man.
I'll find that. We'll talk about it next week.
Please do. I'm looking forward to that.
Sam, it's called One Day at a Time. It's on Netflix. Sounds incredible. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.